Yeah.
We have a new show. It's called Duhheads Micro.
Welcome.
Excuse me, fucking, we're just doing 10 minutes. You're doing 10 minutes because, dude, people have been saying they're like, we want more of the show.
They want more?
I've had like five people, like last week for some reason, I had like five people like, when's the next one? It's like, you know, they come every Thursday, but now we have Duhheads Micro. I don't know what day they're going to come out.
Yeah, it's either Dugheads Micro or
Dugheads.
You,
yep.
Yep. Or you Dugheads go to the Patreon.
Or go to the Patreon.
That's
right?
It, dude. Like,
this is all you get. This is as much more time as we can do. But
we
hey.
Have no more time.
Dude, so fucking Vince McMahon, you seen the text, dude? He's like,
oh man, Vince savage, dude.
Dude, he's fucking telling people that he's Brock Lesnar when he's trying to, he's like, pretend I'm Brock Lesnar.
Look at me like I'm a big, look at me buff like white Viking.
Here he comes, the human trafficker, Vince McMahon!
Coming to the stage! He needs three holes to fill.
Oh, here he goes on the highway to hell as he's trying to have sex with Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Have you seen her?
No, dude.
Dude.
She fucking, oh wait, yeah, yeah.
She looks like Brock Lesnar.
Dude, she's buff.
It's basically Brock Lesnar with long hair.
Yeah.
It's not.
Genetics are strong.
Dude, if there's an argument for like non-binary, she's the one.
Vince McMahon tries to fuck her, dude.
Like, it's not Britney Grant.
Vince McMahon tries to fuck her, and he's like, I'm your daddy, girl.
What if that
come
was
here.
What if that was coming
here
down the
comes.
Pipe? Coming to the stage. Vince McMahon! Fucking Brock Lesnar's daughter! Woo!
Brock Lesnar's daughter. Yeah, that's Brock Lesnar's daughter. All right, and Brock Lesnar's daughter, here she comes. Brockette. She's gonna have sex with the trafficker. And together...
Robotic Norwegian. I will fuck for the Olympics deadlift
he's
record.
Like, yeah, dude, the texts are so crazy. He's like, yeah, baby, why don't you come over here tonight? I want you sucking three big black dicks.
Like, his dick isn't black, so, like, is he just, like, a cuck where he watches? He's like...
Yeah, he was, like, talking about, like... He's like, yeah, baby, tonight I want you to go over here and you're going to be having sex with... You're going to be having sex with all these guys. So was he, like, pimping her out? That's what I don't understand.
I think that's where the trafficking part comes in. Like, he was, like, pimping her out. So, like, yeah. He was literally moving her from... It's, like, the definition of trafficking.
He would, like, want... So he was, like, pimping her out and, like, he was having his friends have sex with her?
Either friends or wrestlers. Like, that's the weird... I thought I was going to get other wrestlers' name, like, names in there.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, three black guys filling all your holes with cum.
And the Brock Lesnar thing is that he would pretend to be Brock Lesnar while he was like having sex, right?
Yeah, that's what he wanted the most, apparently. It's like...
Which is like so...
Which kind of means like there's a part of Vince McMahon that would get hard when he'd see Brock Lesnar coming to the stage.
It's so funny. Like,
he's like, I want to be him.
Yeah, like here, like in this text, he's like, you need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, and it's like so graphic. Like way up your, and your
dude,
farther, the thickest. It's like, what?
He's like the main subscriber of blackedraw.com.
OMG, the stories you could tell me then.
You ever been to blacked.com?
You ever been to blacked?
Well, welcome to blacked WWE.
I wonder what... like Tony Hinchcliffe, he's just like, Vince McMahon.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. I'm
look
gay.
Look at the industry he's propped up.
I'm the Joker of comedy, and he's still a good friend of mine.
I'm the Joker, and I know McMahon is being a Joker of rapists. He's
you're
joking.
Not that guy.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. That's such a crazy... That just came out of nowhere, too. Like, no one has been talking about him. He just...
Well, I brought up to you, aren't they... Like, from what I've, like, listened to on other podcasts, is like, I think he was, like, his company TKO.
Yeah.
They were trying to buy another, like, league of something. I can't remember what it was, but it was, like, they were trying to buy, like...
Because, like, yeah, I know...
Like, a Strike Force type thing, like, an amateur, like, MMA league or something.
Was it trying to buy Ruff, maybe?
I don't know, dude. I feel like this is a timing thing where like he's trying to come out with something to expand his wealth and like someone's
and
like, nah, dude.
This dropped this off.
You're a raper.
Yeah, enough of that hardcore. Yeah. No, like
hardcore three black dicks.
Hardcore three some
frame of three black dicks in your body.
It's so crazy to like, you know, I've had lady friends and I've like sexted before, but yeah. It makes me, I get nervous and I'm like being gay. I'm like bad at it. Like, but for him to just be like, yeah, three big hogs coming down the pipe for you, sweetie. It's like crazy, dude.
And like when you're that rich, like I've seen the shows, like you can have burners and be like a weird anonymous person that's not Vince in someone's contact.
Or like, and he's like in his 80s. Like, why is he the one in charge of like, yo, you're going over here tonight, toots. Like, it's fucking weird. You'd have an assistant or something.
All we need John Taffer to take over the WWE.
My God, dude.
You get that shit.
Fucking
right him in shape.
You're failing!
You're failing!
Your intro song needs to be fixed, Brockett Lesnar. Turn it off! The music sucks! Bring in...
None of these tag teams have gloves on. They're all unsanitary. Get out of my restaurant!
He'd be like, so tonight I'm bringing... Here, I gotta take my glasses off.
It's like fish lips.
No, he'd be like, so tonight I'm bringing in Taffer 360. It's a big old music machine. You can do karaoke on it and you get free music every night. And here comes the human trafficker, Vince McMahon!
Coming to the stage.
Bitch, you ain't pregnant, you're thirsty.
Fucking kicked.
With his slave, Brianna. She's been passed around maybe 12 times, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
That's like kind of sad.
Oh, it's super sad. All that shit. No, it's just not sad.
That's a chemical attack.
It's like sad, but it's funny that it's like someone like that getting.
It's funny that it's like, well, because he is like.
It's like too perfect.
He is this weird like amalgamation of someone who is like a success story. But he's also done ridiculous things like be Vince McMahon. We're like, because like, have you seen like the, you know, it's funny is that video clip of him where the girl's like getting undressed and he's like, oh, yeah. Whoa,
dude,
yeah.
He said the N-word.
That's like, yeah, he did.
With a do-rag on.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's basically like, blackface.
Yeah, mop. Yeah, mop. Yeah, mop. No, so, but it's funny, like that face he's making is pretty much what he probably looked like by the read of the text of when a girl was around him getting undressed.
Dude, what is that? Like, I've heard a few white people, like, not even like super successful either. Just like older white dudes that like not, yeah, I guess being cucked, like watching a white dude and specifically watching a black dude have sex with their wife. That's so
weird. Don't you have someone that's very, very close to you who's done something like that? You told me about yesterday.
Not like super close, but like I know them. Yeah. And it's like the weirdest.
Never
like,
mind. You didn't want to go there. Like, you didn't want to go there. You didn't want to go there at all, dude.
Psychology wise, I don't get how your brain gets to that point where you're like, I need to watch my wife get fucked by anything but me.
It's some sort of like
trauma.
Trauma, fetishization.
Mixed with like, dude, that's fucking wild.
That rocks,
man.
Dude, that's cool.
That's gotta rock.
That's
witnessing that trauma. You're like, why is my mom?
Actually, the whole theme of the album is good versus evil.
Oh my God.
Dead we smell like sulfur.
Yeah, that's fucking fire, dude. I don't know. That's just like a fucking, that's a crazy thing. It's crazy. Like how.
Is that a boomer thing? Or like Gen X boomer
cucking?
Thing? Yeah.
I think it's like a very boomer thing. It's like very Gen X.
It seems like our generation just makes fun of it.
Yeah, like our generation's like not into it. I think what it is it's usually, and I could be wrong, like people who are hyper successful, they do it because they're like, everyone is like subservient to them. So they want to feel like shame. And
so there's like a level of like racism that are like black people are subservient to me.
Yeah. That's oh, for sure.
Wild,
no,
dude.
For sure. For sure.
Like just to look at like people like that. You're like, well, this also, color is I mean, a piece of shit.
Yeah. And that also stems from just like, you know, generations of,
plantation owners.
Of them being called super predators by fucking Joe Biden and shit. Oh. Isn't that crazy? He said that. He's like, they're super predators. Leave them out of the city.
Wait, what?
Joe Biden called black people super predators. Like
super predators?
Yeah, like in the 80s, dude, in the mid 80s.
Really?
Yes. Like very recently. Yeah.
I know he fucked up the crime bill and everything, but damn, he called black people super predators.
Yes, he called black people super predators.
And if you ain't voting for Biden, you ain't black, Jack.
If you ain't voting for Biden, you ain't black, Jack.
Damn.
And if you're not listening to Duhhead's Micro, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either.
This is perfect. 10 minutes. We just hit it.
10 minutes of fire.
Yeah, dude. So just fucking, yeah, it's perfect. It's just enough.
You dropped the hammer of the gods.
Dropped the hammer of the gods.
Oh, my God, man.
Fucking hell. That's so funny.
Well,
That's so funny.
If we're going to like end 10 minutes soon, I can't see the clock because of the glare. I love you.
Love you too, bro. This was fun. It was a good fucking couple days. Been a weird few days, but.
On God.
On God. All right. Go to the Patreon. Check out my shirts I have for sale. We have tons of stuff.
Yeah. If you want that extra hour, go to Patreon.
Patreon.com/Duhheads.
Peace, cool.